A request by the union representing forest rangers in New York seeking pay equity with environmental conservation officers is raising concerns about whether it could lead to a merger of the two divisions. While the DEC emphasizes there is no plan to change the structure, others say a letter issued last fall could be interpreted as a merger plan. WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley, who spoke with a forest ranger a few weeks ago, looks at the environmental conservation officer's perspective. This is not the first time the Civil Service Commission has reviewed a salary parity request from forest rangers. In 2015, the board rejected a union appeal, stating, quote, "Forest rangers retained their significantly different mission and a lesser scope of direct police officer law enforcement responsibility than environmental conservation officers," unquote. In a November 2018 letter urging parity, the Department of Environmental Conservation suggests that, quote, "the forest ranger title be consolidated with the environmental conservation police officer title," unquote. The Adirondack Council was among those interpreting it as a move to merge the two divisions. Retired DEC Division of Enforcement Director Joe Schneider says he shares concerns raised by some environmental groups and the confusion about what is intended.
I have absolutely no objections, and I don't think most anybody in the department has any objections to the Rangers making more money. But ultimately, I think what happened with this last, people are calling it a merger, people are calling it a parenthetical through civil service. Now that what they have proposed is coming out, I think many of the Rangers are going, whoa, wait a minute. Does this mean, one, our title is going to be eliminated? Two, this is a merger. Three, that you're changing our duties. There's a lot of questions that come with the way this was described.
Schneider adds that the proposal's ambiguity is also creating tension among NCON officers.
Because they see it as, why are Rangers taking over our job? And tension on the Rangers side, because they're like, well, why are they making us do that? It sounds like they're going to do away with the Ranger job. As far as a merger of the two divisions, it's been talked about for years. I just think that this was an attempt to get the Rangers a raise that kind of took a curve, if you will, and that only now that everybody's bringing out the problems with the way it was done is it starting to cause some friction.
Lieutenant William Van Slyke retired after 25 years with the Environmental Conservation Police. Earlier in his career, he served 7 years as a forest ranger. He says ECOs are not concerned about salary parity, but a merger could be problematic due to the differences in job responsibilities.
It peaked right now because they're talking about a change of title. From what I've seen, they're talking about environmental conservation officer and environmental conservation officer / forest ranger. That's the concern, I believe, at this point. You can't just plug somebody into that job. That's why we have the 2-year training period after the academy for ECOs. All these things are completely different than what the forest ranger's job is. So what I'm trying to get at is you just can't take a forest ranger and plug him into an ECO's job.
A DEC spokeswoman said in January that the classification for job titles are being reviewed to determine salary parity, and there is no proposal to change departmental structure. Changes are scheduled to go into effect April 1st if approved by the Department of Civil Service. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.